C'est la belle nuit de Noël, la neige étend son manteau blanc, et les yeux levés vers le ciel, à genoux les petits enfants, avant de fermer les paupières, font une dernière prière.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And once again, I'm absolutely delighted to have... maybe I shouldn't be saying Santa Claus.
Père Noël. Bonjour, Robert.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
I'm just back from the Paris conference, Rob. I love the French. I love France. I love Paris. It's a beautiful country, but I had a little trouble.
Was it your French accent?
Well, it started with the accent.
I understand that they were actually protesting Santa's use of coal in stockings for the naughty.
I beg your pardon? I think you should direct your questions about the coal to my science advisor, my climate advisor, Dr. Rainy Winters.
Yes, hello. I'm Rainy Winters. I'm the climate advisor for the North Pole.
Thank you.
Good morning to you, Dr. Winters. Did you accompany Père Noël to Paris for the climate conference?
I did, and there were some very passionate protesters who brought to our attention the contradiction in using coal to punish people.
Naughty people, I'd like to say.
So we have taken this into consideration, and it is true, coal is one of the worst fuels out there. It's a big part of our problems, and we have decided to replace the use of coal, and we're considering biofuels as a good alternative. We often use our reindeer waste as biofuels at the North Pole, and we have an excess of reindeer dung that we will be swapping out with the coal this year.
Dried. We're going to be drying it, and you might be getting some of that in your stocking, Mr. T-R-U-M-P.
Don't reindeer require a lot of energy to maintain over the year? You have to grow a lot of grain. You have to have a lot of water. Is this really all accomplished at the North Pole sustainably?
Where does Rob sit on the list there?
Nothing personal.
No.
Père Noël. I'm paid to ask these questions.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Santa Claus or Père Noël.
Père Noël, oui.
Who is just back from the Paris Climate Summit, and his science advisor, Dr. Rainy Winters. And I feel like you're kind of stepping around the question of sustainability and reindeer. At least that's the impression.
Did I mention the greenhouses and our use of krill?
Your use of what?
Krill.
There has been speculation in recent years from the general public as to the carbon neutrality of our operation at the North Pole. And I'm happy to inform you that we have made considerable efforts to increase the carbon neutrality of the North Pole. And we have, as Santa has told you, we have greenhouses where we grow food for the reindeer. And we have actually bred our
rye.
We feed the reindeer rye. They're a hardy northern animal, and they eat rye. And we've bred the rye plant to be able to grow in the climate that we have at the North Pole, which is rather harsh. But this rye is very hardy, and we don't like to say this because it's very controversial, but they are genetically modified.
No.
You feed the reindeer GMO-produced grain?
Oh,
yes,
there we go again.
But people have been breeding agricultural crops for a long time. And it's just a process of finding the rye that survives the best and breeding that rye over and over again. And over the many thousands of years that Santa has been in business, we have developed a rye variant that can grow quite well at the North Pole.
Are you going to want to outlaw Dr. Mendel's peas? Are you kidding me? And these people in Paris, they're talking about the GMO rye. How am I supposed to make the whiskey? Oh, sorry.
I saw the press release that the North Pole issued following the signing of the historic climate agreement, and you are going to participate in...
1,000%, Rob.
And in addition to eliminating the use of coal, you're going to possibly include biofuels in the stockings of the naughty. And what's this idea of carbon offsets as well?
I love this idea. Actually, Dr. Winters came up with this. Instead of coal or dung for the naughty, we are also considering coupons for carbon offsets for the naughty and, in some cases, for the moderately nice.
What's that going to look like, Dr. Winters?
One way that you might get on the naughty list, for instance, is if you do have a lot of carbon emissions, because this is a global effort to reduce our carbon emissions, and we need every person working towards that goal. So if a naughty person happens to be on the list due to their excessive carbon emissions...
We don't reveal names
at this point in the year, but we may give that naughty individual a coupon for carbon offset so they can actually know that their emissions are going to be offset by the use of this coupon. So maybe somewhere in the world a tree is grown or a reindeer is fed a locally produced crop, something like that.
Well, I consider myself moderately nice. If I were to receive one of these offset coupons, I would want to offset the actual carbon-producing activities at the North Pole.
I'd like to field this question. We are very, very excited about the sperm whale pelting wheel that we have put under the North Pole. It is under there, and we have sperm whales that are turning this pelting wheel. And that they turn this pelting wheel. You know the pelting wheel, yes?
Could you describe it for our listeners?
It is a wheel that the whales and the pinnipeds, you know the pinnipeds?
The pinnipeds,
the pinnipeds, yes.
Sea lions,
you
seals,
fur
seals.
Yeah, you know, I love this accent. I'm going to keep being French the rest of my life. I love it so much.
By all means. So it's a pelting wheel. Is it something like a hamster in a cage?
Similar, yes. And they turn it, and it generates electricity. Now, as they do it, they're eating the krill. And it is a beautiful thing, and it lights up electricity, and it makes heat for the elves, and it makes heat for our toy factory, and it makes heat for the greenhouses to grow. It is a beautiful thing.
You mentioned earlier that the developing nations of the world are, as part of this historic agreement, required to support, or the developed nations of the world, rather, are required to support the developing world. Most nations are contributing billions, but you, Père Noël, say joy is what the North Pole will be contributing.
And lots of it.
Could you elaborate on that? What does joy mean to somebody in Malaysia?
People in Malaysia, they are going to wake up on the 25th of December, and they will go to their tree, and they will have whatever amount of joy that they will have, and they will be rewarded with the birth of a new day.
This is significant because, like Malaysia, like Bangladesh, like so many places, the North Pole is threatened by changing global climate. Dr. Winters, is the North Pole prepared to adapt to a changing environment?
Something that we're thinking about in the long term is the melting sea ice in the Arctic and how we will adapt to having less and less surface area to work on. It might mean moving Santa's operation to be floating or maybe even underwater.
And would those adaptations incorporate polar bears and pinnipeds?
Oui. But of course, Rob, we are not going to leave our little furry white bear friends to swim in ever tighter circles on the Arctic Ocean.
After our meeting with you, we're headed to the Science Center to meet with our advisors there on how best to help our Arctic friends with climate change adaptation.
And Dr. Rainey Winters, I realize you travel a lot with Santa, and you probably focus mainly on business. But what are you hoping for Christmas this year?
Well, I hadn't prepared a response to that question.
Do you need to run it through public affairs, or do you want to just answer from the heart?
She's just work, 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 Rob.
Maybe I would hope for, just at least this year, a white Christmas. rather than a rainy one.
In Sitka, Alaska?
It might be one of the last.
Santa?
We're working on that as we speak.
All right. I know you've got a lot to do. You're getting over to the Sitka Sound Science Center to maintain the momentum that you're bringing home from the Paris Climate Summit. I'm looking forward to some of that fromage, by the way.
I am too, Rob. I love it so much.
Santa Claus is a jolly old elf. He runs Christmas Day for millions of people around the world. Dr. Rainey Winters is his lead climate policy advising elf. Thank you both for coming in today and making time for us here in Sitka.
Merry Christmas, Rob, and Merry Christmas to everyone in Sitka. Au revoir, Robert. Joyeux Noël.
Yes, thank you for having us.
And to you, Père Noël. Joyeux Noël.
Les enfants, le cœur vibrant d'espoir, ont peine à s'endormir ce soir.